So if the Sita that was abducted was not the real Sita, why was Ram so agitated? Why was Ram so worried? The Ramayana happens at different levels. If we say at the ultimate level, Ram is the Supreme Lord himself. He is all-knowing, he's all-powerful. He could even have said that he could have known in advance that Ravana is going to come and abduct Sita, so he would not have gone at all. Is it when Maricha called out as Lakshman? He would not have gone also at all. So he, or even if he is gone, if he is God, he's far away from there. He can just take one jump and come back directly from that deep forest. But he's acting as a normal human being. So the Leela basically functions wherein the Lord conceals his divinity for the reciprocation of love. So now sometimes for the reciprocation of love, his divinity is also required to be manifested. He manifests that. Just like if you consider Krishna Leela, in that the concealment and the consolation and the concealing and revealing is more graphically seen. Krishna at one level is just like a sweet cowherd boy who's asking in the match, why are you performing the sacrifice? Whom are you performing for? Just like a curious boy is asking. But then when there is danger, suddenly this curious boy becomes supremely powerful, and his curious boy can counter the furious Indra also. Isn't it? So when the Lord wants, he will manifest his omnipotence, he will manifest his omniscience. But when in the normal course of the Leela, he doesn't manifest that. So Ram does not manifest his omniscience over there. He manifests that, oh, this is Sita who has been taken away, and it is I have to find her, I have to protect her. At another level, we also understand that the Ramayana is spoken at a particular time, and then there are revelations which come later. So in the Ramayana itself, Valmiki Ramayana itself, there is no indication of direct reference to Maya Sita. That's in Agni Purana and other scriptures it is mentioned. So the scripture, the historical narrative is revealed to different extents through different devotees. Ramayana is one event that is happening, but different acharyas, different poets, different saints, they get deeper and deeper, or more and more realizations or revelations of what is happening over there. So for Ram in his pastime, as well as in the narration of the Valmiki Ramayana, there is no explicit mention of Maya Sita. For all functional purposes in the Ramayana, it is Sita who is lost, who is Ram's wife, Ram's consort, and that's why Ram takes moves heaven and earth, as they say, to get her back. Thank you. Yes, any other questions?